Well, there was $11 billion in new health spending announced in yesterday's budget. Included in that, the drug buying agency Pharmac has more money. The government is investing an extra $191 million over the next 2 years, a sum that Health Minister Andrew Little says is the agency's biggest ever increase. Pharmac's Chief Executive Sarah Fitt joins us now for more on this. Good morning, kia ora.
Kia ora, Karen.
Can you give people an example of what this money will do in terms of new drugs or existing drugs and the availability of them? What difference will it make in the short term?
So we've already issued three consultations yesterday. So that covers 15 different medicines that are either new medicines or medicines that we're widening access to. So there's one medicine for breast cancer, three blood cancer medicines, PrEP for HIV prophylaxis, and widening access to multiple sclerosis treatment. So this is the first tranche. There will be many more to come. In the next few weeks, we'll be issuing a request for proposals for lung cancer treatments, which is something we've wanted to do for a while. So really, this gives us the opportunity to fund many of the medicines that are on our options for investment list. And as I said, we've already started issuing consultations for the 1st of July.
You'll be aware that patient advocate groups, they were protesting yesterday. They simply continue to argue that this is not enough and that it is still a lottery, that for some people, they're going to miss out on that life-saving treatment.
And it's very difficult. I mean, we certainly listen to their experiences. We obviously want to fund as many of these medicines as we can. This uplift gives us the opportunity to fund quite a number of the medicines and applications that are on our list. But the reality is there are always going to be new medicines becoming available. And in reality, many of them are very expensive. So what we have to do is try and negotiate with the suppliers so we can get the best agreements, and the better agreements we get, the more medicines we can fund. But there's always new medicines coming onto the market that go onto our list to be funded.
Mm. Will the extra money speed up that process, the analysis that you do, the work you do on each drug and the cost-benefit, will it mean that it is done faster? Because there are, what, still 70-odd medicines on your waiting list to be funded, I think. Can we expect to see things happen quicker?
Yeah, well, as I said, we issued three consultations yesterday, so that was pretty quick after the announcement. And as I said, there's 15 different applications, and there's going to be more to come. So obviously, with this extra money, we can certainly work through, and the team are working very hard, looking at what else we can progress in the next few months.
Pharmac Chief Executive Sarah Fitt, thank you very much for joining us this morning.